Allegations of questionable credit practices, unclear funeral pricing and deceptive sales tactics have put five products and businesses in the firing line of this year's Shonky Awards. The annual awards handed out by Choice, name and shame brands, it says, that have failed to give Australian consumers a fair deal. Jonathan Brown from Choice joins me on the phone this afternoon. Thanks for your time, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, this is an annual award that's handed out. There are five that we can talk about here, the Shonky Awards. Do you want to start at the top and work down, Jonathan? Who was the, do we go 5-1 or 1-5? I'll let you make the choice.
Well, I think we start with funerals. Let's get the sadder one out of the way first, because this is a really awful one. Where Invocare Funerals, they're the company behind White Lady Funerals and Simplicity Funerals. We've been doing research into them all year, and we've just found they play so many tricks to get you to spend money with them when you're in that phase, you're trying to get a funeral together for a loved one who's passed away, and there are just so many tricks in the process. And so we've given them a shonky this year because they just haven't been upfront with their prices. And the New South Wales government forced them to be more upfront, but they've done the absolute bare minimum and they won't implement this across the rest of the country. So we really want Invocare Funerals to just tell people prices up front, not get them into pushy sales conversations and phone calls and meetings. We just want Invocare Funerals to tell people prices straight up when they go to arrange a funeral.
Sadly, they prey on people's sadness at a time of loss.
That's right. And it's really sad that we see a business model that relies on that. That's really sad to see.
Okay, now number two is Harvey Norman and their partnership with Latitude Finance. Tell us more about this, Jonathan.
Well, so you may have heard recently the RBA has put the cash rate to a historic low. It is cheaper than ever to get credit, or at least it should be, but Latitude still sells these credit cards that have over 22% interest. And we're really honing in on Harvey Norman here because one of the biggest sales tactics they use is people walking into Harvey Norman stores expecting to pick up a TV or a fridge, and they end up walking out with one of these hugely expensive credit cards, and there's just no justification for them being so expensive and for walking in to buy a TV and a fridge and end up with a complex financial product. It just makes no sense. So that's why we've given Harvey Norman a shonky this year.
Bed Supply, Revital Life? They've got a shonky award as well?
That's right. And this is a really interesting one. This company brings people in on a health survey, particularly older Australians, people who are worried, maybe have a lot of different health needs. It uses this health survey to get them in the door. And then they come to your home and they try to sell you these hugely expensive beds, thousands upon thousands of dollars. And they're supposedly therapeutic beds, but we just can't find any compelling evidence they actually do anything. So this company really preys on people who are worried about their health and then just tries to sell them this junk bed. It's a really frustrating thing to see happen, and we've heard some awful stories of people caught out by this company, Revitalife.
As you say, it's a junk bed, but they sting you for $7,000 for it, and there's not many people that can afford to pay $7,000 for a bed. You say that Choice believes that Revitalife has breached the Australian consumer law by engaging in misleading and deceptive conduct. Will action be taken against them, do you feel?
We're really hopeful. So we actually did find, as we were doing the research in this story, this company actually operated under another name a few years back. And so a lot of it is all the same old story. We're seeing old practices come back. But now we've identified it, we're really hopeful that our complaint to the ACCC will be taken seriously and we can really crack down on Revitalife's behaviour.
Now, with the bushfires last year, I imagine there were sales left, right and centre for air purifiers. And being a bit of a cynic, I've always wondered whether they actually do work. And if they do, how well do they work? You've come up with an air purifier that gets a shonky. It's by Green Tech.
That's right. This one scored just 19% in our tests. And the 19%, it doesn't even really tell the whole story because the lab actually didn't really detect it doing anything at all. This air purifier just kind of sits there. And Green Tech as well had the second worst in our tests. That particular air purifier cost over $800.
Wow.
And only scored a couple more percent than that. So we were just baffled by how bad these air purifiers were. But we will say, actually, we've been surprised by how much air purifiers can do in the circumstances of bushfire smoke or viruses. So they can actually be good, but these particular models from GreenTech are complete duds.
So some air purifiers work very well, what you're saying, but not these ones from GreenTech. They're duds.
That's right.
Okay, and last but not least, floor cleaners from Coles and Bunnings have also been given a shonky award for allegedly not performing as advertised. I saw someone this morning say from Choice, in fact, some of these floor cleaners, water does a better job.
And this is the amusing thing about the shonkies every year. Occasionally we test something new to see, does this thing that we've always relied on in the community actually work? And when we put it to the test in actual lab conditions, we really did just find most floor cleaners do barely anything. And we just call them floor perfume now. They just make your floor smell nice.
Right.
So the entire category, every floor cleaner, there were a couple that were worse than water, but even those that scored a little bit better scored maybe 1% more than plain water. So it's really just not worth picking up a floor cleaner.
Okay, that's the Shonkies this year for Choice Magazine. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon, Jonathan. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
That's Jonathan Brown from Choice and the Shonkies this afternoon. The